Chapter 3. Disruptor Never Prevails. It was Friday night, and my brothers had another basketball game. Since I wasn't on the dance team, and it was an away game, I didn't go. Fortunately for me, I did have something to do. Because they now had three kids, Uncle John and Aunt Lucinda hadn't spent any time alone in a while. So I volunteered to babysit and give them a chance to go out and enjoy themselves. Plus, I needed the extra money since Valentine's Day would be coming up soon, and I wanted to be able to buy some gifts. Mom was going to hang out with her girlfriend for the evening, and I was actually happy about it because she'd been so irritable lately. As much as I tried to figure out why, it was hard to tell. Before she left, she told me to take the kids in before dark. She gave me strict instructions and made it very clear not to let anyone in the house. It had been a while since I'd seen the kids. I missed the little girl, Randy, and her brother, Dante. When they stayed next door to us, I would watch them sometimes for their mother, Miss Sandra. My niece, Angel, was growing bigger, and I had missed her, too. She was already asleep in my arms, so I quickly went inside and tucked her in. Trying to keep up with the two bigger kids was no easy task. They were all over the place, playing and having fun. "Come on, let's get ready. It's time to go inside," I told them. "Can we play hide and seek again?" little Dante asked. "It's starting to get dark," I said to him, but he kept pleading, and so did his older sister. My hope was, if they ran around outside for a minute or two longer, they would settle down and be ready for bed. Then I'd be able to chill. I said, "Okay, you can play one more game and then that's it. We have to go and check on Angel." I closed my eyes and slowly counted to two. When I looked up on three, Miss Sandra was standing in front of me. "I want to see my kids right now, Yasmin." She looked around and asked in a demanding voice, "Where are they?" I really didn't know what to do.